parashas Vayikra, the parasha begins. Vayikra el Moshe, and he, the Rabbanu Nishleilam, called to Moshe. Vayidaber Hashem Eilav, and the Rabbanu Nishleilam spoke to Moshe, Me'oyel Moed Lemur. He spoke to him from the Oyel Moed, saying, it would seem that the Pasuk should have said that Hashem called to Moshe from the Oyel Moed and spoke to him. It seems out of order. Why does it say, you know, it says that Hashem spoke to him from the Oyel Moed. Hashem called him from the Oyel Moed and spoke to him. That would seem to be the more appropriate order. What is the significance of the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking to Rebbeinu Shalom, to Moshe Rabbeinu from the Oyel Moed? But you can have Moshe, that Hashem may love. Lamar saying, what's my Oyel Moed? What's the significance of my Oyel Moed? Rashi says, quote to Pasuk and Tehillim, Koil Hashem Bakoya, Koil Hashem Bahodor, Koil Hashem Shever Razim. The voice of Hashem is Bakoyach, is powerful. Koil Hashem Bahodor, the voice of Hashem is Hoid, majestic. Koil Hashem Shever Razim, the voice of Hashem breaks cedar wood. The Pasuk tells us that Hashem spoke to Moshe from the Oyel Moed. Why specifically from the Oyel Moed? To tell us that although the voice of Hashem is mighty, the voice of Hashem is majestic, the voice of Hashem breaks cedars, which means it's very loud. Nonetheless, it was only heard inside the Amayit, only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Chiddush. Rashi quotes a pasuk in Bamidbar, Vayishma Sakom Midavar Elo Mi'alak HaParis Asher Aron Ha'edus Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. Moshe heard the voice speaking to him from on top of the cover that was upon the Aron Ha'edus, from between the two Kruvim. We learn from this pasuk that the voice of Hashem emanated from between the two Kruvim. That's where the voice came from. The Mizrahi says, the pasuk says, Me'oyel Moed teaches us that the voice of Hashem was only heard by Moshe Rabbeinu because he was inside the Almighty. Taking off on Rashi, that who was the only one? Rashi says it was only heard within the Almighty, and who was the only one in the Almighty? Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Rosh, if the Rebbeinu Shalom's voice was so great, then why didn't go beyond the Almighty? He says, he quotes the pasuk in Eiv, it says, Lasa is the Ruach Mishkal, that making a prescribed weight for the wind. Anything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does, which Rebbeinu Shalom runs this entire world, has an exact measurement. It's not, oh, we're going to send some wind and the wind is going to be 30 miles an hour around. Everything has an exact measurement. There's a wind now, there's going to be snow, we're going to get exactly, the forecasters might say we're going to get 2 feet and we get nothing and vice versa. But there's an exact amount, the Moed of the Rebbeinu Shalom is exactly, has a measurement of exactly what we're going to get. The Rashi says that everything that comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom is like that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special shvil, a special path over here, that only Moshe Rabbeinu should hear it. That's the Yisrael. The Rebbeinu's voice was so great, it could have been heard around the world 10,000 million times. But nonetheless, you know who only heard it? Because it was measured. Who was supposed to hear this? Moshe Rabbeinu, the only one. It says in the Be'er Moshe, Chazal tell us, Habo Matayrin Mesayei Noise. If someone comes to be Matayrin himself, he wants to become a Tohar, he wants to do Tshuva, he's helped from Shemayim, Rebbeinu Shalom helps him. He says, however, this help only comes through the midah of anava. Only if someone is an anava, if he's humble, does it work that they're going to come help him. It says in the pasuk in Shmois, in Kapitel Yutes pasuk Gimel, U'Moshe Ola Elikim, El Ho Elikim, Vayikrei Lav Hashem. Moshe ascended, he went up to Hashem. He says, therefore, Vayikrei Lav Hashem, Hashem called to him. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the one who was Habom HaTayrin, I say he was coming to ascend, he was coming to become more Tahar, and the Rebbeinu Shalom then called him. It was because Moshe Rabbeinu attempted to raise his level in Ruchnius and purify himself, that the Rebbeinu Shalom called out him and helped him. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav of Mikol, it was the Midah of Anava. It says in Bamidbar, Mibein Shnei Kruvim, the Rosh HaTevis of Mibein Shnei Akruvim, from the voice of the Rebbeinu Shalom emanated, from between the Shnei Kruvim, Mibein Shnei HaKruvim is Mem Shin Hei, Moshe. He says, the Kruvim were the images of children. Children are Machnia themselves to others. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest honor when it was compared to the Kruvim, from where the voice of Hashem emanated. Moshe Rabbeinu was compared to the Kruvim, and of being humble. It says in the Chaim Tov, the Medrash tells us that Moshe was pained because he did not donate to the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one, Pashtus and Kal Yisrael, that did not donate anything to the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the words are worth more than all the gifts that were given. Vayidaber Hashem Elov. Hashem said to Moshe, he is valued me'oil mo'id, more than the oil mo'id. More than anything, the oil mo'id going into the Kachay Kachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was valued more than that. It says in Nachsam Sefer. The term mo'id, he says, Nachsam Sefer explains, has many connotations. And he says all of them apply from this pasuk. They all imply in this pasuk. Mo'id is used to refer to Yom Tovim. We say Hachag and Zman Mo'adim. Yom Tovim. It's a particularly auspicious time. Here too, the Shechinah first appeared in the oil Mo'id on the 8th day of the Miluim. That's when this happened, which was a festive occasion particularly appropriate for the dedication of the Mishkan. Additionally, Mo'id refers to an appropriate location, he says. There was no better location for the Shechinah to reveal itself than the oil Mo'id. And the term Mo'id is also used in the context of a public meeting place. We say in a public meeting place we call it a Mo'id. While all of Klal Yisrael were not assembled in their Mo'id, but since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who received the Torah on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael, so therefore it had that aspect of being like a public meeting place, and that's where the voice of the Baruch Hu emanated from the Oyel Mo'id. It says in the Chaim HaSanach, quotes to Yerushalmi and Makkis, Chochma, wisdom, who was asked the question of what should be done to the sinner. What should happen to the one who does averus? This is what Chochma was asked. This is a medrash. The Yerushalmi is also quoted in the medrash. He answered that evil should chase him. So if the sinner is someone who sins, evil should chase him. The Navi was asked the same question, and he answered that the sinner should be killed. The Torah was asked the same question. The Torah answered that the person should bring a carbon and he will be forgiven for his actions. So the first two didn't have a very good outcome for the sinner. And the Torah comes and says, hey, let him bring a carbon, and with the carbon he's going to get a kapara and be forgiven for his averus. The oil might is a remnant of the Torah. The parsha of Karbonis begins with Hashem speaking to Moshe from the oil Mo'ed, and then continues with Karbonis. Parsha of Yikra, the Sefer of Yikra is about Karbonis. It is in the schus of the oil Mo'ed, by Dabra Hashem Elam the oil Mo'ed, in the schus of the Torah that Karbonis work. If not for the Torah, there'd be no concept of Karbonis. The Chacham said he should have the evil should follow him. The Navi said he should get killed. Torah says carbon. Bring a carbon, he'll be able to do tshuva. So the oil mayid is a reference to Torah, and that's how we begin Sefer by Yikra. What schos are we zeicher to karbonis to achieve a kapara is only through the Torah nation. It says in the Imre Shefer and Shlomo Kluger, Rashi says the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go speak to Klal Yisrael to see if they would accept his words. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Moshe confirm Klal Yisrael's will specifically here by the mitzvah of Karbonis? We don't see any other place that he's going to check out to see if they're masking. The Klal Yisrael already accepted the Torah. What's going on over here? And he says, he explains, that furthermore, the Rebbeinu Shalom placed HaKagigas over Klal Yisrael, and they accepted all the mitzvahs. So what is it? What are you asking again? They accepted God Torah Kula, the whole entire Torah. And now are they accepting to do the Karbonis? Why are you asking again? He answers, Chazal tell us that one who sins should really be punished very severely. That's what should happen to him. And bringing a carbon should not atone for someone's sins. How does it work? If someone did a chet, he did something wrong, how does bringing a carbon eradicate and make the sins that he did disappear? Where'd it go? What's shot? He says, however, this chus of the Torah, karbanas do work and do taka give a kapara. That's what happens. Midas HaDin would not allow for a carbon to work, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Klal Yisrael with Midas HaRachim. It has to be with Midas HaRachim. Midas HaDin doesn't make sense. You did an Avera, you get punished. That's it. What does it mean you bring carbon? Midas HaRachimim, we have Chesed, mercy, that comes in and allows Klal Yisrael that if they did a Chet, they can still bring a carbon, they can do Tshuva. Prior to before the Chet, the Egel, Klal Yisrael were all Tzadikim. The Rebbeinu Shalom judges Sadiqim with Midas Hadin. Therefore, before the Chet Eil, Karbanis would not have attacked works for Karbanis. It would not have atoned. It would not have given a Kapar of Klai Yisrael, because they were Sadiqim who judged Midas Hadin. The Chet Eil happened when? After Rebbeinu Shalom turned the Kapar Yigas over their heads. So he says is, after the Chet, Klai Yisrael will no longer Sadiqim, will no longer be judged with Midas Hadin. Now that they're being judged with Midas Harachim, Karbanis can achieve a Kapar for them. Being that it's only now that the mitzvah of Karbanos came into effect, Moshe had to see if Christ will accept upon themselves as being Karbanos. Very Muridic. When the Kali Yisrael accepted, again, when Kali Yisrael accepted the Torah and they had a mountain on top of their heads, accept the Torah, they accepted it. Okay? But what level were they on then? They were tzaddikim gemurim. A tzaddik is judged Midas Hadin. And Midas Hadin would be no concept of Karbanos. At that point, there was no concept of Karbanos. There was no such thing. Karbanos wouldn't have worked. Now that Klal Yisrael unfortunately did the Chet HaEgel, and now that they're no longer tzaddikim, so now they're no longer tzaddikim, now Karbanos can work. So now they have to accept upon themselves Karbanos, they never accepted upon themselves Karbanos, because Karbanos weren't there to be accepted. It wouldn't have worked anyway, so they didn't accept Karbanos. Now they have to accept Karbanos. Murray Digger Hart from Shem Kluger. It says in the Malbush the Shabbos for Yom Tov, the words Vayidaber Hashem Eilav Me'el Me'el Leimar has 25 letters. Keneged the 25 letters in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'imekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. It says in the Knaf Ranona, Mishenichnas Adam Marvin B'Simcha. When Nara comes in, you should be Marvin B'Simcha. You should have increased Simcha. He says, Haman planned to destroy Klal Yisrael on the month of Adar. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu died in that month. What Haman didn't know was that Moshe was also born in Adar. The Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu encompassed all 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. It was only Moshe who encompassed all of Klal Yisrael, and who was directly able to recover the Torah HaKadosh. Each Yid's Zuchus in the Torah is only because it's connected to Moshe. That's the only reason why he's Zeicha to the Torah. Each and every year is a part of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can be divided to 600,000 pieces. Ganz Klal Yisrael. It says in the Avos that every person must be extremely humble, utilizing the same lashon that describes Moshe as being humble. What does it mean that every year it must be as humble as Moshe? Moshe was honored Mikal. What does that mean? Each is a part of Moshe Rabbeinu to the extent that each Yid must strive to attain that level of humility. We have to look at ourselves as that we're a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have to try to attain a level of some sort. Of course, we can never become to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have to try to become a level of true humility. Perhaps now we can understand this whole Yisoid of the Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe from the Oyel Moed. The Oyel Moed represents the Torah HaKadosh. Additionally, the Oyel Moed is a place that all Klal Yisrael had a connection to. It's called the Oyel Moed. It was a meeting place. It was a public meeting place. Why did they all have a Shaychus to it? Because Moshe Rabbeinu represented them. 600,000. Moshe Rabbeinu was the conduit through which Klal Yisrael received the Torah HaKadosh. Every Yid must strive to follow Moshe Rabbeinu's path and be as great as he possibly can be. No one can be Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the point is that Moshe Rabbeinu achieved every tafkid. Moshe Rabbeinu became, be all that you can be. Moshe Rabbeinu became all that he was able to be. I can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, but you can be all that you can be. And that's what we have to work on. We have to say when these words that we said from the Malbush L'Shabbos Yomtiv, Vayidaber Elov Me'oyel Me'oyel Leimar, the 25 letters of Bimchaba Malchus Shemayim, that's what we have to work on. A place, the Oyel Me'oyel is a place that each and every year has a Shaychus to. We have to tackle work on hearing the Kol Hashem. That's tackle what we have to work on. Say a different pshat, discuss a Medrash on this pasuk of Vayikra, El Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'el Me'el Leimar. Medrash says, Mikan Amru Kol Tamil Chacham She'ein Ben Das, She'ein Boy Das, I'm sorry, Mikan Amru Kol Tamil Chacham She'ein Boy Das, Nevela Toive Heimen. Any Tamil Chacham that doesn't have Das, doesn't have knowledge, and Nevela is better than him. Okay. Moshe was the Avla Chochma, Avla Neviim, Vehalach Loyal Moyed, Ad Vayikra. Moshe Rabbeinu was great. He was the father of Chachma. He was the father of Neviim. He, you know what? He didn't go to the Moed until he was called. Vayikra El Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was called. Then he went. Medrash. The question is what's Nevela? What are we saying is, Mikana Rechotan Chajim Das, the Tam Chacham doesn't have Das, where obviously the Medrash seems to be telling us that Ein by Das means that you don't have Das knowledge to know that you should be in honor and you should be humble. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest of the great, he didn't go into the Mayid until he was called. And you should know that even a Nevela is better than this person. Why are we using Nevela? Why specifically Nevela? It says in the Mishnah of Aaron from Aaron Kotler that the Medrash is teaching us Derech Eretz Kodma L'Teira. There's a concept of Derech Eretz Kodma L'Teira. It comes before Teira. He says if someone does not have Midos Teiras, his Teira is nothing. Not only is his Teira nothing, but he's nothing. And any Teira that he's learning is not true Teira. It says in Chaim Vital, he wants to know, we're in the Torah, we have Tayag Mitzvahs, where in the Torah does it say that a person should have Midas Tavis? What mitzvah is that? He says he doesn't know of any. Chaim Vital says, before you're going to learn the 613 mitzvahs, you have to have Midas Tavis. You have to do that first. Where do you get the Midas Tavis? You have to know to be humble. After you do all that, now you're ready to learn the Torah application. Now you can go and try to work on the 613 mitzvahs. Until then, you're not even prepared to go learn the 613 mitzvahs and to go follow the 613 mitzvahs. So in the Oid Yosef Chai, the Pasuk says, Adam, ki yakir mikem karbon Hashem. He says, mikem, he says, I'm going to explain to you with a mashal. There was a person who went into the store to buy a mirror. And he's in the store, and he looks at the first mirror. He says, this one's no good. Goes to the next mirror. Says, this one's no good. He's going to mirror in the store, and he's saying, they're all terrible. This is just no good. You know? So the owner says, what's your problem? What don't you like? He says, every time I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see in the mirror. The owner says, you're a fool. You're the one that you're seeing yourself. The mirrors are fine. It's you yourself. If you wouldn't look disheveled, if you would dress yourself up, and you would look presentable, you'd be happy with what you see in the mirror. It's not the mirror, it's you. Dr. Yosef Chai. Adam ki yakir mikem. If a person wants to have a shaykhis, he can quote a pasuk, v'layare panei reikam. He says if someone is reikam, if he's empty, lo yoras Hashem, he's not going to see Hashem. What does it mean, empty? He's empty of Teira and Yira. If he doesn't have Yira Shemayim, he doesn't have Anova, he doesn't have Teira, he's empty. In Nosan Mikem, Odom ki yakir Mikem, if a person will be makir of Mikem of himself, he'll become about a Tamil Chacham on Teira, he'll become about Yira, he'll become an Anov, then Karbon Lashem, he says, Lashon of Karbon is Lashon of Kiruv, being close. That's how you're going to get close to Hashem. If you work on yourself, the Ben Hashem, Panim Lapanim, we got to work on ourselves. If we look, we want to look in the mirror and see the Ben Hashem should look at us in a kind light, we have to first work on ourselves and dress ourselves up nicely and look presentable, and that's the way the Ben Hashem is going to treat us. It says in the Medrash HaGadol, don't think that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go into the Kodesh Kodesh. Of course he wanted to go. Totally. Moshe was medaber ponim ponim, face to face with the Bereshit. And nonetheless, v'afa pikein, and even though that he was on such a high madrega, you know what? Leholach atshekara l'chvayet Hashem, he didn't go into the Moshe until he was called. As a sign of respect, he was a ben bayis by the Bereshit. But still, respectful, I'm going to wait until I'm called. Even though he could have gone in. Derech Eretz Hashem. That is a Derech Eretz. And the Medrash HaGadol says, Natz Chus, the second Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Kodesh Kodeshim, immediately the Shekhinah started speaking to him. It was immediate. There was no pausing, it was immediate. He says that the only one, Moshe Rabbeinu, is the only one that the Shechinah immediately starts speaking to him. It says in the Be'er Moshe, Adam ki yakir mikem karbon Hashem. He says that if a person is in, he himself is prepared to be a carbon for Hashem, im adam ki yakir mikem karbon Hashem, he's an anav and is machniya himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, then carbon. The Zohar says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, without the Beis HaMikdash, without a Mishkan, Klal Yisrael are not going to have a Mishkan, they're not going to have a Beis HaMikdash, how are they going to have a Kapara? They can't bring Kabonis. Rabbeinu Shalom answers, Torah is Jason, we call our Kabonis. Torah is greater than all the Kabonis. But there's one thing you need to remember. But you have to be an Anav. Torah only works, the carbon only works if you're an Anav. If you're not an Anav, it doesn't work and it will not help you. It says in the Teferet Shlema, Adam ki yakir mikem, if a person wants to come close to the Rabbeinu Shalom, carbon Hashem, shehekdesh ayde dibor, you should learn from a carbon Hashem. What does it mean, a carbon Hashem? A carbon. Someone could walk over to an animal and make it hektish. It becomes hektish. You say, I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes hektish. We should learn from that dibor, the concept that when I say something, I have such kaiches that I can make an animal hektish. You should know when you should use that dibor. You want to get close to the Bernstrom, use that dibor for good things. What good things? Torah and tefillah. If I use my mouth properly and not improperly, and I learn Torah and I daven, that's going to bring me closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The same way you can be hektish, you can be machtish, a carbon, an animal, make it hektish, same thing. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, the famous small aleph. Vayikra, Moshe, there's a small aleph. Why is there a small aleph? He said it's to teach us that someone who receives honor because of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu technically Zichr could have received honor because of the Torah, and any honor that, I mean, we know at all points in time, not at all points in time, but Klai, so give him the proper honor. But Vayikra El Moshe, when someone is a Talmud Chacham, and in theory he might get covered because of Torah, Vayikra. Remember that small aleph. You always have to be an anav. Even more, you should always be an anav, but even more so, Torah shouldn't make you a bal gaiva. As Chazal tell us, we must not take the Torah and use it as a crown for ourselves. Torah is not for me to make myself great. That's not the point in Torah. I'm going to learn Torah so I can put a crown on my head. No, Chas v'Shalom. Torah is supposed to learn for truth, just to have Torah, because the Rebbeinu Shalom commanded us. Tzedin the Kedushas Levi, quotes a pasuk in Shemois, Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. Hashem said to Moshe, they should go up to Hashem. When a person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah has a positive effect on him and causes him to do more mitzvahs. It says in Pirkei Avos, Mitzvah Gerach Mitzvah, maybe that's what he's talking about. But if you do a mitzvah, it has a positive effect on you. You don't always feel it maybe right away. And that the positive effect will cause you to do another mitzvah. Moshe went up to Hashem. The Zohar explains that Moshe wanted to be close to Hashem, and he went up to Hashem, he ascended to Hashem. Hashem said, Alei Elokim, come up. The small aleph is to teach us, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a great anav. As great as he was, he went up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was in Shemayim with the Rabbeinu Shalom. You know what? He was always striving for new heights in Kedusha, and never became arrogant or haughty. Perhaps now we can understand the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu being a great anav and a Talmud Chacham without das. He's worse than a nevela. A nevela is better than him. What does it mean for one to be an anav? What does it mean? You're humble. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know he was the greatest person in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he represented 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. He's a chidin. No question. But Moshe Rabbeinu knew that everything he has was in the Rebbeinu Shalom. All is kreichos with the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't run away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't do anything without the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't do mitzvahs without the Rebbeinu Shalom. Rebbeinu Shalom gives you the koyach for your guf to move. He gives you money to buy things to do mitzvahs. Everything you do is only because Rebbeinu Shalom allows you to do it. When you realize that, what do you have to be a big shot about? You have nothing. You did nothing. You become the Gemara. The Gemara in Sotin Daf He says, "Ein ani b'hu yachol other by the machos." Me and the Balgaiva cannot live in one world. You can't even live in the same world. What does that mean? Someone who doesn't have das. Yeah, Talmud Chacham, you're learning. And you don't have das to know that even though you're learning, you're making a keser, a crown for yourself. But you don't know that you have to be an anav compared to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Not compared to the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're in the Rebbeinu Shalom's world. You can't even live in the same world as Rebbeinu Shalom. You're absolutely worthless. Nevela doesn't have much use, but nevela can be given to a guy, can be given to a dog, maybe whatever. Nevela can be used in some facets. So the Medrash tells us, if a Talmud Chacham, he's learning Torah, but he doesn't have das and he's not an anav, he's worse than a nevela. Nevela has some purpose. He mamish has no purpose in this world because ein ani v'hu yachol other alaylachas. The Medrash says, I can't live in the same world with you, and you need to go leave my world. And therefore, he has zero value. There was once a story that there was a Rav, and he was his community. He felt that the entire town needed chizuk, and they needed to do tshuva, and things were really not good. So he called the town meeting, and he's sitting there, and a lot of people there, the whole town is there, and he's sitting there, and he's fire and brimstone. You're all gonna die, each and every one of you. You gotta do tshuva! And they're all sitting there, very solemn-faced. There's one elderly gentleman sitting there, he's chuckling. And the rabbi is trying to figure out, well, why is this guy laughing at me? He says it again. You're all gonna die! All of you, each and every one of you! Each and every one of you in this town are gonna die! Now one of you in this town is not gonna die! The old man is chuckling again. The rabbi said, what in the world is going on? He says, sir, why are you laughing? The guy says, I'm not from this town. He thinks because he's not from this town, he's going to get away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Everyone dies. We all die. We got to do tshuva before we die. We need to realize you can't escape the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. We can't do anything without the Rebbeinu Shalom. You're going to be a big shot. I remember I had a science teacher, he once told us, oh, you guys are all going to die young. None of you are going to live till your 30s. None of you. He says, maybe the Jewish people, he said. I'm like, oh wow, like Jewish people. And this guy wasn't a firm guy, he was teaching us. And he's like, maybe you Jewish people. He says, because you guys eat the chickens and the kosher chickens. The kosher chickens are much better and they're much less bacteria and all that stuff because of the way they do it. Maybe you guys live a little bit longer, you know, so... He's smiling, you know, we're going to live longer, you know. The Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world. You can't run away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. When your time is up, your time is up. We got to know that we should never become big shots. We have to work on trying to become an unav, no matter what level we're at. We have to try to raise that level. We have to try to show the Rebbeinu Shalom, Habo, Matayim, Sayin, I say. If you come and you want to purify yourself, the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to help you. But how is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to help you? You're going to come and say, I'm a big shot, come help me. You're not going to get help. You have to come with the midah of a nava, which you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu from this small house. Have a good chance.